What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Number one on what's trending, the Royals get their series win against the Diamondbacks, a winning road trip back at home tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. No Paul Skeens. He was bumped up, so he pitched yesterday. So the Royals avoid Skeens. I know some of you may be slightly disappointed because you were hoping to see Paul Skeens pitch in person. But it's good news for a Royals team that is 5.5 spots out of a wild card berth at this point in time. 6:40, first pitch. Vern's on deck show is at 5:30 tonight. And Lorenzen pitched yesterday, right? So what is that? Seth Lugo tonight, I believe. Is that correct? Or am I off on that?
Oh, that's a good question.
I didn't have it loaded in front of me. I apologize.
I'll figure it out later. Yeah. Next up on Watch Trending, the Washington Nationals have fired both their manager, Dave Martinez, and their general manager, Mike Rizzo, in a wash away over the weekend. I'll say that this is not maybe a growing trend in Major League Baseball, but a little bit more this year of letting go managers in season of teams that I would say aren't way below their expectation. The Nationals are around a 500 baseball team. They were expected to be kind of in that Royals range, that like low 80s, mid 80s range. But they've decided to let both parties go and will start fresh. Their assistant general manager will move up to the interim general manager at the moment. Maybe they'll go the way the Royals did with J.J. Piccolo.
Draft too, isn't it?
Yeah. Draft is in a couple weeks.
This weekend.
Yeah, this weekend. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, draft is this weekend. That's what I don't get about the timing there on the Nationals end. So what I can tell, I was talking to guy I host a show with on the weekends, Grant. He does radio in D.C., and he was saying that, I guess, the option for Dave Martinez was next week. So clearly they weren't going to pick it up. And he would have just been a lame duck manager the rest of the year, which who knows how that goes, right?
So, like, just can him, hire an interim guy.
As far as the GM, there were other mistakes made, but it is funny. Two of the, like, James Wood and stuff, guess who drafted him? Dylan Cruz, guess who drafted him?
Good.
So
players.
It's a little weird timing-wise, but clearly this was in the works for a while. And then, yes, happening right before the draft. Did we ever get our answer on who's pitching tonight?
Oh, I forgot.
The Royals. Noah Cameron.
How's a text line not telling us?
Noah Cameron and Andrew Heaney.
Noah Cameron's continuing his nice rookie season.
Elsewhere on What's Trending, we're talking about it on Wednesday heading in, but Joey Chestnut won another mustard belt right at the over-under of 70.5. He literally ate 70.5 hot dogs, which I don't know, like, what, did half the dog fall out of his mouth? How was it a half? But anyway, 70.5 was the exact number. The over-under was set at 70.5. That's what he ate.
Wow.
He's another mustard belt champion at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. The intro is the best part. just the intro, the over-the-top intro.
Yeah.
Bink was texting
blowout
you and again. I go the whole time.
Bink was texting us.
Was he just constantly in a group about it?
No, he loved it.
Next up on What's Trending, the U.S. men's national team drops 2-1 in the Gold Cup final to Mexico. We'll talk about that match coming up here in just a few minutes, as that's one of the biggest matches they have left on their... It's the biggest match, probably. They got left on their schedule before the World
Cup
comes
to the United States. That's the last competitive match. That was it.
Last competitive match. So, we'll talk more about that as they got the 1-0 lead inside of, what, like 3 minutes? 4 minutes in that match, and they eventually fell 2-1 to Mexico.
And lastly, on What's Trending, we announced it to start the show today. As of today, the Wittesons is the official fan club of Bobby Witt Jr. We got the Royals on board with this. They are officially sanctioning it as well. The Wittesons was created, one, we've been working on this for a long time, honestly, but after this weekend in particular, when once again Bobby Witt Jr. was not a starter in the All-Star game, despite having plenty of metrics that are better than Jacob Wilson.
It was time
last
to
year,
it.
It was Gunnar Henderson. They got the nod over Bobby Wood Jr. That was a mistake, especially with how the second half of the season went. So we realized we need some more support behind the best shortstop in baseball. So we have created the Wittesons. We are the senior Wittesons, of course. And on Sunday, we will have a Bobby Wood Jr. look-alike contest to kick this thing off. Your chance to maybe win that contest. Who knows what the prize is? Trust me, you're going to want to win it. And maybe, just maybe, Bobby Wood Jr. ends up stopping by. We don't know. There's a chance that could happen.
We just don't want to tell you the prizing until we know all the prizing. I can assure you that even at its base level, you're going to be happy to win it, which is why you can get the free haircut starting at 10:30.
Yeah, you and I already got the mullets
like
today.
Like Bobby Wood Jr.'s, or you pick up one of the mullets, right? Like Bobby Wood Jr.'s, ahead of the game starting at 10:30 before the gates open. Those barbers will be there, ready to give you a haircut ahead of our look-alike contest. And again, this isn't even like a knock on Jacob Wilson, who's having a really good year. Bobby Witt Jr. is a better defensive player. He has hit more home runs, more RBI, more stolen bases. We are talking about the difference between 11 singles. He has more doubles. We are talking about, again, the difference between 11 singles being the reason why Bobby Witt Jr., a generational superstar, doesn't get to start in the All-Star game. This has been in the works for a while, as Golden mentioned, because we just felt like nationally, again, the disrespect is a little too high. But once we said, like, all right, we want to do this. We want to be the Wittesons. We want to call ourselves the senior Wittesons, despite the fact that Alex is still in his mid-30s and I am 40.
Do you guys want the music as yet? The trumpets?
Yeah, you know what? One more time. Like, let me get a little bit of a trumpet here. Because as senior Wittesons, on behalf of the Wittesons, it felt that he needed more stuff. So our plan is to have events celebrating Bobby Witt Jr. throughout the rest of the year and moving forward. And because we had this idea and we brought it to him, Major League Baseball says we like it. The Royals have said we like it. Bobby Witt Jr. himself says he likes it.
He's on board.
We're going to see if we can get him out for the lookalike contest. Can't be sure. Maybe he's got BP, but we're going to try. And we're going to have stuff to give away and have fun and hang out with a like-minded group of people who want to give more support to Bobby Wood Jr. So if you want to be a Wittesson like the rest of us, Sunday is the day to get in on this early.
Do you guys feel like royalty?
Early.
With the founding members this weekend.
Founding Wittesson.
Mm-hmm.
You guys feel like royalty with the crowns and all of it? You know, you feel like you're...
Yeah, wearing the crown for 4 hours, I'll be honest, you know? A little heavier than you would think after a while.
I think we made a nice... The wigs,
well done. Well
done. The wig is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Alex is promised.
Gold looks like he's going. It looks like you're not driving home. You're hopping on the skateboard and you're just going. That's what you look like, Gold.
Not because I can't. Alex has promised that as a senior Wittesson and as a person who's going to help start this movement, he will not shave, and his beard goes pretty fast. He will not shave for the rest of the week, and then on Sunday, he'll shave it into the style of Bobby Wood Jr.'s goatee.
Yeah.
He'll try to make it look as much as he can to look like Bobby Witt Jr.'s facial hair. Do you think he'll be successful?
Yes.
I should have done it. It's not going to be as good as what it could have been. I shaved on Saturday. I should have not done that and left it. So it would have a little thicker stash and everything. But it's kind of like, he's kind of got like the goatee little thing going too. So I guess it's going to look weird.
Like a handlebar?
Alex with a goatee.
Sunday, I'll clean it up Sunday morning before we do this thing. And it'll just be the stash and a little soul patch or goatee looking
thing.
They
should have done some stuff without
merch. There will be merch. Mm-hmm. There will be Wittesson gear. If you want to see what the logo work kind of looks like, that's up on our social media pages at 96.5, at the Fan 96.5. or at Cody B. Tapp, at Alex Gold. We've got it up there as well. You want to kind of see what it looks like. The stuff looks really, really good. And because, like I said, we got the Royals on board and everybody on board, that stuff's going to be for sale in you'll be at Kaufman able to get it.
Wittesins merch. So today's the day we have launched the Wittesins, and we'll be wearing this throughout the week. I don't know about the exact jersey and everything all week, but we might have a jersey coming our way soon as well. So we're waiting to get that shipped in. So I'm planning on wearing at least the wig
and the glasses
all week long.
Somebody said they're hoping that maybe Witt will go undercover and enter his own lookalike contest. Could you imagine him entering his own lookalike contest and then not winning? You look a little bit too much like Bobby.
Yeah, that would be.
We need a slight alteration here.
That'd be great. So you'll continue to hear us talking about this. And if you want to be a founding Wittesin, make sure you join us on Sunday for the lookalike contest. Don't forget, though, here on a Monday, it is the lunch hour. On a Monday, our lunch partner is 30 Hop. Drew was talking about going to 30 Hop this past weekend with his wife. Well, 30 Hop is our Monday lunch partner. Today, they got $5.99 classic burgers. It's your new go-to. If you haven't checked them out, it's an American bar kitchen with bold flavors, local taps, expansive patios, and an unbeatable happy hour. They're located out in Lee Summit or right down the street from us here in Merriam at the brand new Merriam Grand Station. Stop in for lunch, stay for the happy hour, 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, big patio.
Great spot. As you heard, Drew said he went there this weekend with his wife. So,
what'd you get? Did you get the yakisoba noodles? What'd you roll? The tacos?
I went straight back to that burger again because it was good. It was very, very good.
Lots of good choices, as we've established on this show, and people who have eaten 30 Hop multiple times now as a group. Let's talk a little bit about, like, we mentioned the Wittesins, but, like, part of this goes back to just kind of where the Royals are as a team gold and kind of how they handle this moving forward, because I think this week and what happens before the All-Star break is how they're going to determine their next steps. I don't think they're making a move in the next few days. I think they had a winning road trip and they want to have a winning homestand and they want to feel like things have regulated to make or help make some of the determinations of where they go next. That doesn't seem crazy to me. You and I don't have to change our opinion based on a winning road trip. It was nice to see a winning road trip. I'm still hoping the Royals win 15 games in a row, start playing excellent baseball. They pretty much have to win win four out of every seven games, and they'll be an 84-win team, which means they have to be slightly better than that in a small stretch. But the stretch they just went on puts them back in the mix. That's what's crazy about baseball. I'm not saying they're back in the mix now. I'm saying
if you
keep winning at that rate for the rest of the season. But it's like you got to stack them. Otherwise, it's like everyone's going to be kind of waiting for the next steps.
Yeah, not much changed on the positive end for me this past week. We talked last week heading into the series against the Mariners and the road trip, and I said they need to take 3 out of 4 because simply the math starts to get a little complicated with where they're playing. Like, you might say, hey, there's half a season left. Sure, but as you just said, yeah, but they can't just have 500 road trips or one game above 500 road trips. You know, that's not going to get it really done. So that's the challenge. And the Mariners, of course, were a team in front of you. So after the road trip, which it was a winning road trip, and there were games where for four of them, in fact, I would argue, Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny all hit. We hadn't seen that happen in four straight games all year. So that, I guess, was the positive of the weekend, but they're still 5.5 back, and that's the challenge that they're in now. You can have a winning homestand this week. You can have a winning homestand, and you still might be 4 back, 4.5 back. And so it's really challenging, and now you're about to be next week after this one in the middle of July and really close to the trade deadline. I just think, based off of the fact that they did not take 3 or 4 from the Mariners, I am open to selling whoever you need to sell. Now, everybody has a different version of what that looks like. It's more about like who I'm not buying than it is who I'm selling. That's kind of where I'm at. It's more that I'm not buying any rentals. I'm out. I'm out of the rental game. They're not 5 above .500 and they're not clear of a wild card spot or anything. Like, no, it is about if they want to make a move to trade for a guy with a couple years of control, all for it.
You're not going
to
be against that no matter what.
If they want to move Seth Lugo,
sure.
And to me, they probably should go for it. I just, this past week to me told me that the idea of them being so in it still in 2025 to go be okay to trade for Eugenio Suarez or, you know, I'm just throwing out names now, Cedric Mullins, Ryan O'Hearn, I don't want any of those guys, but those names that are rentals, I'm out. I don't need them. I want somebody that can help me in 26 and 27 as well, if I'm buying.
Yeah, no, and that goes back to like the Brian Reynolds, who we can talk about here in just a little bit. And so like,
You can't just pick up one game, man.
You can for a while, but at some point you can't, if that makes sense, right? Because if they pick up one a week, they won't be 500 until September.
Like, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
And then you're kind of really, like, pushing for this, like, downslide. Again, to get to 83 or 84 wins, the real question is, do you think that that'll get you in the playoffs? And the answer is, based on where it currently sits, no. So you're going to have to play 10 games above 500 the rest of the way, which means one more 9-1, 8-2, 7-3 stretch is, you know, what is going to be needed in order to get there. And so, like, yeah, I'm not, like you and I, like you said, we can wait. If they got back to 500, would you feel any, let's say they got back to 500 in the next 2 weeks. Would that kind of alter where you think the team is right now?
No, because I think in general, the range I've said, you were gone when Bink was filling in. I told him 2 weeks ago, I guess at this point, I said, I think this team is going to be a team the rest of the way that's 300 and three above, like that range. They're going to be 300 to three above 500 the rest of the season. Right now they're 500. They're not even that, but like they could after this Pirates series be 300 500. I think the range is 300 to three above 500 is what they're where they're going to float, and that's kind of no man's land, and that's why it's tricky with the trade deadline and how you should approach it.
There's one week that I just looked at the schedule. I don't know if this is that one week that you're talking about, Cody, but they've got Washington, the White Sox, and then the Rangers. They have six games between the Nationals and White Sox. Is that a stretch? Again, the Nationals are bordering right now, but we know what the White Sox are. Is that stretch where you can get one game net up until then, but that's the week that's a stretch where you got to win five of the six?
Yeah.
Is it?
Look, or maybe you're four of the six, right?
Yeah, whatever.
We forget, like, if you win four out of six games in baseball, you're going to win 120 games. So, like, four out of six is, like, 4-2 in a six-game stretch is a nice little stretch in baseball. That going back to the point, like if you went 4-3 over the course of an entire major league season, you're a 90 win baseball.
Those games are
team.
All home, by the way.
Yeah. But this stretch feels like a stretch. You should win some games. The Pirates are a bad baseball team. The Mets are okay, but you got them at home. And then, you know, like, and then you get a little all-star break, recalibrate.
I hope so, but we've been through, I hope so, but like we've been through this rodeo before. Like there's been plenty of weeks where we said, hey, they should do this.
Yeah.
And then they don't. All right. Let's see. Can they actually do it before we change anything? It looks good on paper, but when you're below 500, you can't be counting wins before they, you know, before they exist. And I understand, you know that, but like, that's the challenge. Yes. This is a bad Pirates team that you're playing, but the Royals, when you have a franchise worst offense, you can lose to anybody.
Yeah. They are still the worst run scoring offense, correct? I know we looked middle of last week.
I did not check after this weekend, so I guess I can't 100% say that.
They were going into the holiday weekend.
I don't know if they still are.
They did score a few runs over the weekend, so
I don't know what the Pirates did.
If they jumped somebody, they jumped like a team. It's not like it'd be splitting hairs. It wouldn't make us say any better. It'd be like, well, now they're the 29th best offense instead of the
question would be,
they are 30th, by the way.
Okay.
They're playing Pittsburgh. So get ready for a lot of 1 hour and 46 minute games that finish 1 or 2-0.
No, it's baseball. You watch. These teams are going to score a bunch of runs this series.
Are you kidding me? That's what's going to happen.
Yes.
In the next 3 days.
Yeah, we're going to get plenty of runs the next couple nights. You watch, because that's just weird how baseball is. I would say the question would be, if you're saying, is anything different? Would be, we finally saw four, maybe five games in a row where Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi hit. Does that continue, or is it tonight? It's 1-0, and it's four hits kind of thing again. Then it's like, okay, well then it's the same story. The only way you can convince me that something has truly changed is if they can for this whole week, if all three of them continue to hit, then it's like, okay, maybe something has changed, because it's all been about kind of the big three not hitting this entire season.
I will say it's been weeks in the works, but Vinny's turning into a run producer again. Like, for all the runners in scoring position trouble he had early in the season, he's putting runs up again for the team. He's helping them get some guys home again, which is important for their offense just in general.
Sure.
I'm not saying, it does not solve their offense woes.
Yeah.
And it won't solve their offensive woes, but it's certainly better than it was before. Did you guys catch the U.S. men's national team game last night?
Watched a little bit last night, Gold Cup final. And, of course, Mexico got the win 2-1. It was the last competitive match, really, that USA is going to play before the World Cup happens and comes to Kansas City, as we know, next July. And we'll hear more and more about it as we get closer to it and everything like that. Yes, I watched. It was fun. It was in Houston. Crowd atmosphere looked amazing. Obviously, Mexico, their fans travel like crazy. And you saw that, you could tell just by listening to the noise difference on after a goal for Mexico, even compared on the broadcast to when USA scored in the first 3 minutes or 4 minutes of the match. I guess This is one of those things where, you know, how much should I care about what happened? What I mean by that is, if Pulisic and the best players that are actually going to be on the World Cup team weren't playing in the entire tournament,
then it's clearly
not a big deal. It's clearly not. I mean, it's not a big deal for Pulisic to be there. Not a big deal for him to play. The U.S. already qualified. They don't need to win. They don't need to qualify for the World Cup.
I guess, do you need the practice on an actual pitch, though?
What do you mean?
Like, should this team be together on a pitch in a competitive game?
Well, they'll play friendlies. Yeah, not competitive. That's the argument. But they'll play in friendlies before the World Cup with the full squad. But yeah,
it feels like this was a bigger deal for the players potentially trying to make the team.
Yeah, like there's a few players that now will probably have a role on the squad.
Diego Luna had a really good Gold Cup. Yeah. He was fascinating.
And that was a positive that came out of the Gold Cup. But I'm just saying, in general, from a fan sentiment, like being, you know, oh, they lost to Mexico. Yeah, you always want to beat Mexico, obviously. But like in general, like it just, why should I be worried about their performance or over? Most of that roster is not going to be in the starting 11.
I do wonder because I think, I don't know how many matches they've had with Pochettino as the manager, where they've been, where they've had everybody. I think that would be the one concern is right now, yes, they're going to have friendlies, but we have no idea exactly how the players are going to adapt to what Mauricio Pochettino is going to do and what his tactics are and the way that he does things and how he motivates the player, like everything from the dressing room to the actual on-pitch stuff. Yeah. It's going to be an adjustment and change. Are three or four friendlies going to be enough for them to fully be ready to go? That'll be interesting to follow as we get into the actual World Cup matches where they open. The first match will be fascinating because it's the first one where everything counts. All eyes are on you.
Oh, they have all the pressure in the world, literally.
Totally. It's not even to win it. It's just to get to the knockout stage and get to the final eight.
They'll get out of group play because FIFA will make the group easy for them. Don't worry.
We're a year out, and I don't know if they're good, bad, middle of the road, bigger field too. So like, what does that change or add or develop? You know, it's like, I don't have a good feel for them and just felt like if you have a competitive game for a trophy of some kind, right? I get it. It's the Gold Cup. It's not winning the World Cup, but it's a trophy. You got someone with a trophy. How do you not get your stars out?
Well, you know why?
How do you not get those guys on board?
Cody, the reason why is because they just had the Club World Cup at the exact same time frame.
In Miami,
Inter Miami, Chelsea, Bayern Munich, Juventus. Like Weston McKennie starts for the U.S. men's national team, was playing with Juventus for the Club World Cup. It was horrifically bad timing for this Club World Cup to debut, which also, by the way, did not do very well in terms of viewership or attendance. But
I didn't watch a second of it. I at least watched some of the Gold Cup.
Normally, you take that time to play for your national team or at least take the time to debrief because right now is the time the season in Europe kicks off in less than a month. So this is the time for guys to relax more than just go out and play, especially ahead of a season where they're going to have the World Cup next year. I can't say it's a surprise, I guess. Rob would know better than me. Our guy Rob Brenton, who follows the soccer scene.
Rob's so big into soccer, yet we never get him on these media games we play. How many media games have you and I played in, and Rob hasn't been in one single? I think this is like my fourth or fifth one.
You and I
are playing the KC Crickets. Current media game
Thought
on Saturday.
He's doing.
He's the soccer guy at the station. Out of all of us, he's the biggest soccer guy other than our boss, Speck, I would say. And he's not playing in these games.
Come on,
what's
Rob.
Up with that?
Parks is a big soccer guy, but I've seen him.
Yeah.
Parks has been there. And he also has the same, in fairness, he has the same shift and everything. So if it's not even on a weekend, which I think they've all been on weekends, right?
But to be a better goalie in the media game, the one time I had to play goalie, Parks gave me actual advice. He talked about playing like I was on a string in a half circle and to attack the ball, which I did.
Are you guys locked in for Saturday?
Parks might have saved
We're
a
ready
goal.
For Saturday. Ready for Saturday night.
It's going to be a busy weekend.
It might be a little rainy. We're not allowed to wear cleats, so that'll be fun.
Oh, my goodness.
It'll be a little slippery, I think, maybe on the field. But, yeah, Cody and I are on the same team. Looking forward to it. Yeah.
Could always be dicey, but you never know. You know? We'll make things work.
All right, coming up next here on Cody and Gold. Not only will we get to the random question of the day, but we'll talk more about Patrick Mahomes and what continues to be the narrative around him and the Chiefs from the national media.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 12 minutes or so. Welcome back in to Cody and Gold after the holiday weekend. Hope everybody's doing good. Look, I'll be out Monday, right? It's Monday after the holiday weekend. Depending on what you do for a living, that's a tough day. That's a tough day, man. Trying to get out of bed. But no, when you have something fun on a daily basis or extra fun today.
It would probably help to turn on my mic, yeah.
And
you could just hear the echo. I was like, wait a second, is he? And yeah, then I looked over and
it would probably help.
It.
In fairness, I don't have my headphones on because they don't fit over my crown.
You don't have them either? Okay. I can hear you, Drew.
I can hear you fine. But because we have the announcement from earlier today of the Wittesons being formed and we're rocking the Bobby look of the mullet, the crown, Bobby sunglasses, essentially. Yeah, the headphones don't stay on very well. So we're kind of headphone-less, but we can hear you. We can
Somebody's
hear you.
Somebody's asking if I'm going to make a Wittesons song. Don't know.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe that is a...
At some point, maybe.
You know? Yeah. I feel like our plan is not just one event.
Yeah.
This Sunday's the kickoff event. You can get a free Bobby Wood Jr. haircut. Someone says, I just got to convince his wife that he'd look good with it. I think he'd look
Perfect.
Handsome.
Perfect.
I think he'd look very good. I definitely think you should get it. Then you'll have your chance to enter the Bobby Wood Jr. lookalike contest. All that will happen just outside the gates at Kauffman Stadium on Sunday. The Royals said we can be on the premises launching the Wittesons. We're good. And so with all that, you know, like but this is one of many events. Bobby likes cards. Maybe we do something with cards. Somebody over on Twitch earlier today suggested that we should start something in schools where they hand it out to the kid who does good and with nice to the other kids called the Super Wittesson. You know, like there's options here for us. We'd like to grow this thing for Bobby Wood Jr., who obviously is a superstar.
More on Sunday's events as we get closer to Sunday out at Kauffman Stadium. But let's talk about the other big star in town, of course, Patrick Mahomes. And he was filming a commercial last week for State Farm. And Kay Adams was there. Kay Adams is FanDuel TV. And Mahomes was talking to her about the expectations for this year and the narrative and the noise out there after they, of course, got beat up in the Super Bowl.
I've had to sit back and just listen to people talk and talk. And I'm like, let's just play football and just handle it all out there.
It's quick, it's short and sweet, but it's what you want to hear. And I understand, like, over his career, we've talked about the scorched earth stuff, and I'm not even trying to say that now. But I do love the fact that we've gotten to a point where nationally, whether it's about the Chiefs, who have, like, the third best odds to win the AFC, which is wild, or just Mahomes individually, he had by his own standard, a more disappointing statistical season than he's had in his career. That is true. They won 15 games. We can go through a lot of the other things that happened during the season. The idea that, like, Patrick Mahomes, like, what he was last year is now just, that's just what he's going to be. That's just what he's going to be statistically is absolutely insane, considering he's just turning 30 in September. There is a ton of prime football Patrick Mahomes, and he still has Andy Reid with him. This year, I think, knock on wood, he's going to have three healthy wide receivers to open up the season. That changes it all. They might win less games. That's what's funny. Like, he could put up way better numbers this year, and they're probably winning 13 games instead of 15 games, or 12 games instead of 15 games. But it's just going to be the optics. And so many people watched the Super Bowl, saw them get their butts kicked, and now they just think it's all over. And I think it's a massive mistake.
Here's the record. This is what I think everyone's trying to predict, and what I think is wrong. You can have down years. Down years are normal. I gave you the stats earlier for Tom Brady. I can give you to them for every single quarterback currently in the NFL. Lamar, Allen, Burrow, whether it be on the field, not be on the field, all Tom Brady, every great quarterback, I can show you what their down years look like. Down years for Mahomes is 28 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, and 4,000 yards, which, by the way, most teams would end up paying their quarterback $60 million a year to produce. That's his down year. He had his worst year of his career. I'm not even denying that. But it's just as likely, more likely, I think, that he'd have 40 and 5,000 than to have those same numbers again. I looked it up because this is what I want to ask. Because for the guys like Emmanuel Acho who are saying things like, the run's getting ready to be over. He's getting ready to have a run like the one Brady had when they went 10 years, remember? In between, I want to point this out, winning a Super Bowl, not attending a Super Bowl. They actually attended one during that run. They actually attended two others during that run, the two they lost to the Giants. So here's my question for you. Here's the five-year run directly after the Patriots lost the Super Bowl in which Acho's saying, here's the run coming for the Chiefs. Do you think that their run will be better or worse than this? 12-4 lost in the conference title game. 12-4 lost in the conference title game. 13-3 lost the Super Bowl. 14-2 lost in the divisional round. And 10-6 and lost in the wild card. Those are the five.
Yeah.
By the way, they're trying to pitch this like Tom Brady stunk during that run. He was in the AFC title game. He was in the AFC title game 3 years in a row. The Super Bowl for one of those years. The down 3 years was lost the divisional round, lost the wild card, and missed the playoffs with Matt Cassel. So, like, the down years aren't even the way they're playing it, the 10 years. They just had a slight stretch where they weren't as dominant. And I just don't see that coming with the Chiefs. I just don't. I think Patrick Mahomes is a more talented player than Tom Brady was at that stage.
Yeah, it's just weird, I guess. And this stuff happened with LeBron, and it happened with Brady as well at times, as you were pointing out, Cody, throughout his career. But it went from the 15-win regular season where the refs were on the Chiefs' side and the NFL's setting it up because of Taylor Swift and all this, to then now they stink and they shouldn't be factors in the national conversation as legit Super Bowl contenders. And then yet, after 2 weeks of the season in September, if they get off to the start I think they can get off to, which is Chargers and Brazil win, and then Philadelphia, the Super Bowl champs, coming to Arrowhead. If the Chiefs look good offensively and Mahomes looks good, then is everybody back to it being rigged and set up for the Chiefs?
Yes, probably.
Those are the only two stories right now. It's crazy.
It's weird because for people who, I guess, for the outside perspective, for like Chiefs fans who aren't paying attention to what other people are saying in other fan bases, it sounds like they're trying to create this fantasy land in which the Chiefs actually are not good. But as long as we know, having followed team and all these other things, that's just not true. We've seen it once with the Patriots. They never went away until really it was finally over and Belichick was gone, or he was going to go, and Brady was going to, and they eventually separated. As long as Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback, and as long as Andy Reid, especially as the head coach, the Chiefs are not going anywhere in terms of they're not going to miss the playoffs. It's just not going to happen. They're not missing the playoffs. They're not going to lose in the wild card round. And based on evidence, they're not going to lose in the divisional round either. So you shouldn't have this expectation that they're not going to make it and that the dynasty run is over, essentially. I think it's just other people. I don't know if Acho is a fan of anybody else. I think that people are creating a fantasy world that doesn't include the Chiefs because they're tired of them.
Some of it is just like, you better prepare yourself for having to go through them still. If you are a team,
of course,
that is planning on winning the Super Bowl or winning the AFC, it will not happen unless you beat Kansas City.
That's right.
Whether that be in the wild card, the divisional, or the AFC title game, this happened to the Patriots too. There was no path at any point with 20 years in Tom Brady and Bill Belichick where your path to getting to the Super Bowl did not include beating Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
And not
until
the very end when they got upset. Who was it? Was it Tennessee? I think it was Tennessee or Baltimore.
One time.
That was it. I also think you mentioned just having to get through them. It is still the question, like, we can cut through all the noise and people's conspiracies and all theories, all kinds of stuff. If you truly got an answer, I know from the GMs in the league, but even if, like, deep down you had a fan being honest, if your team is in the postseason, who do you want as your quarterback? There is still nobody else in the league you want during a playoff run based off of his playoff success. Who you want as your quarterback other than Patrick Mahomes? Doesn't mean that other guys haven't won some games. Josh Allen's been in AFC title game stuff. Jalen Hurts obviously just won a Super Bowl. There's no way anybody is picking Josh Allen Jalen Hurts over Patrick Mahomes right now. If I told you got to win 3 games in a row in the postseason to get to a Super Bowl, nobody else.
I told you the stats earlier for him in the AFC. He's played 16 AFC specific AFC playoff games. He has 36 touchdowns to 3 interceptions and like 4,000 yards. Are you crazy? Justin Herbert threw 3 in a game last year. Like, I mean, it's not, you know, and I don't think anybody's arguing Justin Herbert. They would only be arguing the 3 guys you would expect, Burrow, Allen, or Jackson. But they shouldn't be arguing those either. A lot of this goes to it's okay to say Mahomes had a bad year and also he's the best quarterback on the planet.
He hasn't lost
a step. He didn't forget his jumper. He just had a down year by his standards. Not by everyone's standards. He actually had a pretty fine year by everyone else's standards. Hell, do you know how many teams would take a guy who threw for 28 touchdowns, 13-ish picks, 4,000 yards, and lost in the Super Bowl? If that's your worst year, no.
Yeah,
I'm so terrified. Just bad for him.
Yeah, it goes back to you should not get discounted.
Yeah.
Because you got embarrassed in the Super Bowl more than guys that missed the playoffs or lose in the wild card weekend. Makes no sense to me. But yet, that continues to happen. We'll have some fun, I'm sure, as we get closer to August as well, Cody, talking about some of the betting odds and stuff. You'll hear us talk more about this as the week continues, but we're going to be out in Las Vegas in August at Circa again for their big contest weekend. And I'll tell you, like, MVP market's a little juicy for Mahomes this year too, because the narrative is out there that he's done. All of a sudden, can it flip in their favor as well? I believe he's 8-1 at a couple of sports books right now to win it. So we'll have plenty of time to discuss where some opportunities maybe exist for the Chiefs. And about 2 weeks from today, we'll be up in St. Joe for training camp as well.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Drew, over in the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, you can see us on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. We live stream the show. Alex and I are currently in our Wittison gear. Of course, the random question today is brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. The question I have you today is related to this. As we've mentioned, we've launched the Wittisons. We'll tell you more about it again later. But as the people who have started it, we have dubbed ourselves the Senior Wittisons. So I'm going to play off of that today for the random question today and ask you, what is the thing you're looking forward to getting to do or doing when you're an old man or woman? It doesn't matter on this side. In our case, we're all men, so we'll go on that side. But what's the thing you're looking forward to? I'm saying like 65 plus, senior citizen, you know, class of what are you looking forward to the most when you reach that age? Not least, most. What do you like about it?
I always see, so like,
not that I want to go there, but the idea, like in the morning, that I don't drink coffee, but I'm guessing I will by the time I'm in my 60s. I don't know. You know, you go to, like, you see these old guys at McDonald's just hanging out with their buddies.
Oh, the old crew?
Just talking for 3 hours about everything in life. I mean, it's unbelievable. They'll sit there for 3 or 4 hours and just talk. So maybe not at That's McDonald's, but whatever, but like that, just the idea of, like, literally, you got all the, Cody, all the time in the world. You're in no rush anymore. You want to sit here for 3 hours and talk or whatever? With your other friends, go for it. There's no, I got to leave in 35 minutes to go pick up the kids. There's none of that stuff anymore.
Yeah, I will say, well, I don't know,
kids now, so
my
I don't
in-laws,
know. But
my in-laws do a lot of...
They're not doing anything, man. That's basically the answer.
They pick up my sister-in-law's kids a decent amount. Like, they do some stuff. They don't do nothing. Just doing less. Or doing less with a time frame. Is that what you're saying? The hangout at McDonald's, that is a good event. That does look like
it's more the idea of the group of old dudes
drinking some black coffee at McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, you just don't have to do anything. You know?
I gotta say, I'm looking forward to being able to say something like completely off the wall and be like, it's just old grandpa there. You're like, I want to be able to say something like some of the things you've thought about saying honestly to somebody. You want to cut to the cold hard truth to him just one time and say it, and you still have a little bit of tact and wherewithal to be like, I can't do that. I want to be able to tell one person one brutally honest thing about their circumstance and themselves. And because of your age, they're just like, I don't think I got to just let this one go. I think I can't even like fight back on the guy.
I think those are all good. You can probably guess where I'm kind of going with it. I'm looking forward to the 8 o'clock tea time with 12 of your friends who have nothing to do. You get to go and play. And then after that, you go back to the clubhouse, you have some lunch. You just get to hang out and kick it and not have a worry in the world. That's what
my grandpa did. So much of that living in Breck in the summers, man.
Oh yeah,
that was his whole. That was his whole summers in Breck.
Yeah. A lot of people are just mentioning, hey, the senior citizen discount.
just get a cheaper movie.
Just get the discount everywhere you go. Someone else says walking around
now. That's not just for seniors. That's available for everyone. This is not a paid endorsement.
Somebody said kind of what you were saying. How you said you want to get away with saying things. Mm-hmm. Someone else said walking around naked at the gym. Don't be
you
that.
You want
kid.
The freelance?
Can we be the first generation here in about 25 years or so that agrees that just because you're 70 years old, you don't need to walk around with your saggy, you know what's hanging around throughout the gym.
Hey, yo.
You don't need to be doing that. We can stop this.
You're
now.
Saying we can stop.
We can be the generation that stops this. Yes.
Wow.
Someone says, looking forward to my Blue Chew prescription. Chew it and do it. Shout out to you, Fat 913. That's right.
I mean, there's lots of choices. You know, I wanted to make sure that someone we all says, felt.
Looking forward to betting on horses at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and just not caring all the time in the world. That's what somebody.
The casual hang is nice. I will say I won't mind. I think I will settle nicely into, because kids have already ruined my like sense of timing in the morning. I will settle nicely into why is it that you're waking up at 4:30 every morning and at bed at 8:15? I'm going to settle in real comfortable there at 70. It is not very clearly not going to be an
Cody's issue.
Cody's going
to watch the first inning of Royals games and say, it's time to go to bed.
Like whatever version of like furs exists, I hope when I'm that age, I'll be at the 4 o'clock, you know. I'll be at the 4 o'clock dinner reservation in the booth.
Cody's going to be you
ready
know,
to
you
get
know, back
the
in
meal
my day.
So I can make sure I get to bed before Matlock. I'm going to have no trouble settling into that. Cause I can't. So like the last couple of times I've had like been somewhere where I didn't have a kid in the morning, I straight up can't sleep past 7 at the latest anymore. I can't do it anymore. I'm broken. Like I just start waking up before my alarm. Now at 6, I wake up before any of that starts now. Like, I can't shake it anymore. I'm cooked.
You're going to be the back-in-my-day guy, Cody.
Back in my day, we were once Wittisons.
That's right. A couple more, 913-586-7965. Someone says, actually getting to use my money in my 401k.
Not just look at the balance.
Someone else says, complain to everybody that they're on a fixed income. Someone else said, just not having to go to work or travel. Just sitting on the porch.
Just not having to go to work. Just sitting on the porch, like rocking chair. I wouldn't mind sitting in a rocking chair for an afternoon, just wasting an afternoon. That sounds excellent.
Cody's
going to
have a glass. Cody's
going to
have a glass of scotch just on his front porch.
Rocking back and forth for 3 hours.
glass of scotch, cigar. You're going to pick up coffee. I'm going to pick up cigars and scotch on the porch. Really lean into it. I don't think it's going to be a tough transition for me, I'm going to say. Someone just says just finally running out of the F's to give.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that's part of the appeal. That's definitely part of the appeal. That's it. That's my random question today, brought to you by KC Urology Care. I just figured since we're the Senior Wittesons Gold, it felt like it was appropriate today.
You've already got a couple of things going for you on the Senior Wittesons, man. You've got the leg that's kind of like dragging behind you a little bit already.
I'm already used to adopting or, you know, dealing with that. Mm. Lately, I've been having...
Oh, gosh.
So I've had, as you know, I've had multiple, like when I was younger, I had like multiple knee surgeries. And like they ache in like the normal way people who have ever injured anything. Like you've broken a finger, it probably just aches sometimes if like the weather, you grip something along, whatever, right? And so there's some of that, but I feel like there's something going on. It just swelled up like a cantaloupe.
My knee? Your knee?
My knee got really fat out of nowhere, and then it took a few days, and it finally like settled back down. I'm worried.
Yeah, fluid in your knee?
I don't know what happened. It was very tender, very sensitive and painful. I'm like, man, I got to make a point. It's okay now.
Like bursitis or something?
It's not bursitis. It's directly in the area in which, as someone who has torn many ligaments in their knees over time, it hurts directly in the area where you think, did I do something to my knee? But it feels fine now. It took like...
And you're supposed to play in this Casey Curran media game with me on Saturday night?
It took like a week.
Oh, no.
You're going to be stuck as goalie then. You can't even move.
But it's fine right now.
Oh, okay.
I said right now. And actually, I'm doing a better job managing the foot. The foot feels better lately.
Okay.
I hope for your sake, Cody, that something bad doesn't happen on Saturday. Well, just like you...
What do you think? He's going to blow out his knee?
My God.
Based on what you said, I'm not saying it.
I'll get video of it, guys. Don't worry.
I don't wish for it to happen. I hope it. I really hope it doesn't. But based on what you just said, where it randomly swelled up, I really hope that
they make us sign a waiver, Drew, before we play for this very reason.
Look, I'm going to make an appointment. My problem is that my orthopedist retired, so the guy I used to see for knee related issues, he quit. He's done. So I got to find a new one. Yeah,
I still go back to the original diagnosis I gave you 4 years ago.
Gout?
Gout.
That has nothing to do with my knee.
Gout. Flare it up. Flare it up.
You're saying your doctor ran out of F's to give, so he said, I'm done.
Somebody's got a good orthopedist who handle knees. I'm in the market. Because I think I got to get looked at. Because here's the truth, Drew.
We've been talking about this for years, though.
I'm pretty sure. Well, I've got a different orthopedist for the feet. I got a foot specific guy, man. I'm 40
senior
years old.
Senior Wittesen, all right.
I'm a senior Wittesen. Are you nuts? Yeah. I got a foot guy. Man. I got someone specific for that part of my orthopedic needs. I need a knee specific orthopedist now. I'm in the market for back for
knee, foot, same area, kind of, you know. Same thing, Cody.
They specialize, man. I don't know.
You think someone says, I'll be there Saturday to watch you guys. Make sure to get on video. Good. Thank you. Please do. There are like 30 people on each team, basically.
We play multi-ball, like pinball?
No,
we just get like
one, yeah.
17.
There's a suggestion there for you, Cody.
Okay.
A bone and joint place.
Okay. Look, that's where the issue lies. Drew, you want to be honest? I'm pretty sure this happened when I was younger. The last time I had a knee surgery, I started getting random pain and it would get swollen and all that stuff. And I had a tear and I waited too long to get it repaired. But I'm pretty sure that there's just like something torn in there.
And if it's not,
it's like a flap tear is what they call it. And then if it's not in an agitating spot, you don't notice it. But if you just happen to like move weird, it gets swollen. Yeah. That's what I actually think is happening here. Diagnosing myself, I believe my problem is if I go to the orthopedist, Gold, I'm like 90% sure they're going to tell me I have to get surgery, and I don't want to get surgery.
Well, you need to, so we can.
I don't want to,
because otherwise you're going to be complaining about it for another 5 years. Get it fixed. Be done with it. You should have done it this offseason before we get busy. You should have done it last month.
I was in Texas.
Well,
I'll wait till after camp to get surgery.
Someone says they have gout in their knee. It's possible, Cody.
What?
Jeez.
I don't think. I've never heard of gout in your knee. That can't be real.
Why couldn't it be? Why couldn't it be there?
Can you get gout in your knee? Oh my God, you can't get
gout. It's the same buildup of the acid or whatever. Why wouldn't it be there?
You can't get gout.
Anytime I hear the word gout, I think of that commercial with the green liquid. That's the only thing that I can think of. Just building up inside of your body.
No, this one's the opposite of knee 16. Cody has a new super bone in his knee. No, they not diagnosed with that. The foot doctor diagnosed me with the super bone.
I thought you were getting surgery on that 2 years ago, and here we are.
I know. I just can't. You know, surgery sucks.
What are you waiting for?
It sucks. Surgery sucks.
Sure, but does it suck?
You ever had surgery? It sucks.
I have had surgery once. Nothing major, but you, like, we hear about this, and then every 3 months...
All right, you know what? I'm going to start getting all the surgeries.
Yes, get them.
It's time. Let's max out that, whatever that deductible is.
Like, you have health insurance.
Your health care plan's about to get take a hit. I'm about to get 15 surgeries over the next 12 months. I'm going to be like Dan Marino, Mr. Bionic, by the time I'm done here. I will go see an orthopedist. I was investigating over the weekend. A good one. I thought maybe I'd take it to the text line to see what someone mentioning the place in Leewood. I used to go there.
When why that don't was you the go there anymore?
Well, that's why I went for the previous foot guy.
See if they have another doctor.
Didn't like him. Didn't like that foot guy. Plus, I don't want to go all the way out to Leewood. I live in the
what,
north.
What, did he insult you? What did you like about it with your foot? He touched your foot the wrong way? What?
I didn't. I didn't like his diagnosis work.
Phrase your words.
I thought he was off.
You didn't like his bedside manner or what?
I just didn't like him.
Okay.
You cannot like doctors.
I didn't know if like it was just you just didn't like his vibe.
No, just or like something about the...
You didn't think he was
I didn't feel like we were getting anywhere. We were making no progress in the
And here you are treatment. 5 years later still.
Well, I thought the foot... I think with the new foot guy, it's been a lot better. You know?
The new foot guy.
Dr. Gauss has done a
Dr. Gout?
Gauss.
Oh.
Everybody, his name was Gout.
All right, up next.
I mean, if your name's Dr. Gout, you're a foot doctor. That's ridiculous.
I mean, perfect.
You're, dentist you're, and crentist, the whole thing.
Yeah, no, you were born to be it. All right, up next, 1 o'clock hour, there's a report on a potential trade target for the Royals. We'll break that one down if that is a path they should go down. And an interesting point about Travis Kelce discussing one of the young rookie wide receivers and how teams are going to potentially match up with them. We'll explain what we mean by that next here on Cody and Gold.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.